Monthly, we talk about CLASS, Grand Valley's College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. We mentioned CLASS last hour with President Montella on behalf of the opportunity to do her Zooming next week and the CLASS involved. But we want to put the spotlight on those who share their talents, well, with their students and with us in this case. Caitlin Horrocks, writer of fiction and creative nonfiction, with your latest out. Cool that you are doing that. Of course, teaching classes in intermediate and advanced fiction and creative nonfiction writing yourself with your MFA. So you are practicing what you preach. Dr. Horrocks, good morning.
Good morning.
Good that you are here. And yes, talking all about your latest work when it comes to a Terra Knot, formerly Life Among the Terra Knots. But remind me of your experience here at Grand Valley.
I grew up in Michigan, but had been living in Arizona, and then I got the call that I got a job here at Grand Valley State University, and moved here to Grand Rapids, not knowing much about the school or the department or the students or what to expect, and I won the lottery. It's been a really, really wonderful community to teach in, wonderful students to work with, really great colleagues, and absolutely we get to practice what we preach. So I'm a working writer, and I get to come into the classroom or the virtual classroom right now, and share that knowledge with our students.
Wonderful. Did you always want to write as a little one?
I did, but I just kept thinking that it was so unrealistic. I mean, it was like wanting to be a princess or a unicorn. You know, I was into it, but I assumed I'd have to set it aside. And then I just didn't stop. I was a bookworm. I kept reading. If there was like a creative option on a school assignment, I would do that. I was writing fan fiction, although I didn't have that name for it at the time. And then I think a lot of writers spend a lot of time wanting someone to give them permission. You know, someone like a famous writer will tap you on the shoulder and say, like, this is your path. You know, this is what you'll do with your life. And that moment doesn't come for 99.999% of us. Really, most of the people I know who are still writing, or just the people who didn't quit. It was important to us. We loved it, and we just sort of kept chipping away at it until we made it part of our lives, or achieved some success.
Thank you for that perseveration, I guess is the best word, and obviously the motivation to follow our dreams. You are doing such as you present your third book, Life of the Terra Knots. What's this all about?
So Life Among the Terra Knots came about, I don't want to say accidentally, but it's a book of short stories. So it's sort of, you know, every 5, 10, 15, 20 pages, we are picking up and moving to a new place, a new situation, a different set of characters and different kinds of shenanigans. So it was a lot of fun to write, but I was just sort of experimenting with different scenarios. So like a town decides to hibernate through the winter. Okay, you know, let's think through what is that like? What happens? What happens to those characters? Writing to maybe their conclusion, setting it aside, moving on to something else, and slowly through these kind of different projects, different little adventures, had a book come together.
I'm reading a nice article in the Grand Valley's Lanthorn about you and your work. You say that. I mean, this does explore what the significance of community and others, apropos for a time while staying in touch, is more important than ever.
Yeah, so my first two books, one is a story collection, and then my second book is the novel The Vexations, which is historical fiction about the composer Erik Satie. And there's a lot of lonely people in both books. I hope there's humor and such as well, but it was a lot of sort of characters dealing with a lot of isolation. And I found myself really drawn to writing about groups of people and communities, whether that community is a family or a town or a cult. In the title story, people are sort of sealed inside this like biodome as part of a scientific experiment. And thinking about those dynamics, how do we live alongside each other? What do we owe to each other? What does it mean to be happy in that environment, or to decide you're not going to be happy in that environment and go somewhere else or try and change the community around you? And certainly, I mean, I was writing these stories over a long period of time, but a lot of those questions have become more pressing than ever due to the pandemic.
Who was your target audience for this?
Some readers of fiction are very wedded to the novel form. They want sort of to just enter one world with the book. If a reader is open to stories, to sort of leapfrogging through some different situations, different places, I think this book would appeal to them. There's stories in sort of more magical modes. There's more realist stories. There's stories that take place in Michigan and Peru and Arizona and other more far-flung locales. And a range of lengths. There's some sort of ones that are just a couple of pages long, and some others where we're really kind of digging in to follow characters through a chunk of time. So if variety is appealing, I think this book would appeal.
Yes, and it looks like you have already garnered some awards or some write-ups here
Yeah, we got some really good pre-publication attention from Entertainment Weekly, which named it a best book of January. It was a featured January book by from Apple Books, and it was an editor's choice from the New York Times.
Wonderful. Where can we find out more about you and Life Among the Terranauts, Caitlin?
So it's available wherever you would normally buy books. Locally, you can get signed copies at Books and Mortar or Schuler Books. You can certainly order it online, and you can find out more about me and different readings and events on social media or on my website. CaitlinHorrocks.com.
Required reading for your students?
No. It's out there. They can read it if they want, but I would feel weird about that.
Gotcha. A couple hats you wear in life. Professor Caitlin Horrocks, again, thank you for the conversation and your latest work, Life Among the Terranauts. Enjoy.